This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called A Russian Princess and Righteous Gentile.
Russian princess in exile Sofka Skipwith, wife of a British RAF pilot, was in France to help her ailing mother when the Nazis invaded and Sofka was arrested. In 1943, as Polish Jews with false passports were sent to Vittel detention camp, where Sofka was held, she was moved by the stories she heard. The thing that struck us about these newcomers, she remembered, was they appeared dazed. They spoke little, never seemed to smile, walked slowly in the camp as though nervous of doing wrong. And so, Sofka, with the help of another prisoner named Madeline White, did all she could to help those Jewish souls. They received falsified documents from the French resistance, which they gave to young Jewish people in the camp. Sofka also hid a list of names of the Jews in the camp inside a tube of toothpaste so it could be smuggled out to diplomats who could provide the prisoners with aid. When the Nazis realized that the Jews they held were in possession of fake identification, they began to deport them. Sofka could do nothing as her Jewish friends were sent to Auschwitz. After the first deportation, Sofka and Madeline did all they could to get children out of the camp, even smuggling a Jewish infant who'd been left behind out of the camp and to safety. For her bravery and her selflessness, even as she herself was held by the evil Nazi regime, Sofka Skipwith was named righteous among the nations.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting ifcj.org/heroes.